things that may be important. Today I'm sitting here with my friend Kyle, and we're going to be just chit-chatting about stuff that we've just been chit-chatting about because we want to record it and get it out to the world and get people informed and things. So, you know, off to you, Kyle.
Welcome, and thank you to anybody who might be listening to our first random podcast of things that may be important. Figure started out with some entrepreneurial business talk, you know, talk about how money really works and how what's really valuable in the world, you know, what people really strive for to be happy and to really live fulfilling lives, just essentially.
Actually, there's a lot that, you know, people just disaccount for completely. And, you know, if we want to have long and healthy lives, we should really be looking at the things that are, you know, not just around us, but, you know, the bigger things in our lives that are, you know, controlling what we do on a day-to-day basis, whether or not we know those things are happening or not. You know, like we look at government and, you know, or just even your boss at a job, you know, they're telling you what to do to a day-to-day basis. And, you know, is it good for your health? Are they thinking about your health? Are you thinking about your health? All these things, you know, like this could be mental, this could be physical. You know, there's so many different things. But, like, you know, where would you find wealth, Kyle?
Well, I think that the consensus is that wealth is mainly based in material gain and material possession, but that it isn't as simple, and, you know, it isn't restricted to just that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there you can find value in all sorts of ways, you know, value in people through your social connections and your social network, you know, value in your sustenance, in mm-hmm. your food, and in your medicines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, everything could have value to you if you place a value on it. And that's just the way that money is, that we value it as, you know, something as valuable, and that we use that for trade goods as anything else, you know. But, like, certain things, people don't value money sometimes. Sometimes people value other things, like their health, you know. Like you value your health a lot, so it's just...
Yeah, some people... like myself, are willing to make sacrifices, you know, like financial sacrifices for health benefits and
absolutely
physical, you know, bodily gain rather than just financial, like material gain.
Because, I mean, material gain is only going to get you so far, really. Like, you know, not unless it's property or something that has, you know, appreciative value,
like,
or something. Yeah, like an equity or something. Like, it appreciates itself over time. Like, something like that would definitely be worth it. Like, you buy an old car, and then people are going to like that in, like, 30, 40 years and be like, oh, I remember this one car, and I really like it. You know, you see that now with sports cars and other things, you know, like people place a value on something because it's an item of which they, you know, want to obtain, and then somebody places a number on it which makes it valuable to them or to the other people around. And then it almost, you know, it sets the standard basically for all the rest of everything. And, like, you know, whether we value this a lot, if it's material or ourselves, you know, material is only going to last so long.
Yeah, the superficial. It is the superficial.
Hopefully, like, you know, what I want to see is just, like, people actually showing appreciative value to themselves and to the world around them, and rather than being so boxed and confined into their brains and, like, you know, thinking that just, you know, day in, day out, it's work this, work that, and bills are the only thing that, you know, actually makes sense. Because, I mean, even that doesn't make sense, and a lot of other things, you know, in this world don't make sense, but we should, you know, be really making sense of these things and trying to educate ourselves and understand the world that we live in, because the world we live in is not the same. I mean, it may be the same, like, you know, history may possibly be repeating itself, but, you know, people need to look at the actual, like, the good things of health.
The actual goals in life.
Yeah, the actual goals in life, which are, you know, healthy for people to actually get to where we need to be going. You know, because it's just like, it's a constant vantage point until you basically die. And, you know, and that's the end, you know, that you've reached your goal is when you basically die, in a sense. I mean, sometimes it's before that, some people, they have a goal of business or something else, but I ultimately believe that, you know, once you've, you know, done everything you can do, you've reached your goal. That's, like, the end point, you know. I guess that would be the vantage point, in a sense, but, like, that ties in with so many things with, like, you know, mental health, physical health, everything. You know, are you going to prolong your life, or are you going to prolong the system, basically? Are you gonna, like, put yourself into, you know, this mindset of that I'm just gonna do this for the rest of my life, or are you going to try to benefit your life and be like, I want to do what I want for the rest of my life, you know? And that's a healthy aspect to think, I think.
Well, kind of, I think, to get back to kind of just the overall concept of it, you know, the reason why we would want to do these podcasts and really delve into all of these things is because it largely depends on your mentality and your attitude about life. And if people are narrow-minded and narrow-sighted and they're only focused on their immediate surroundings and the immediate future, then they aren't going to look far enough ahead to be able to plan out, you know, all the things that they need to do,
yeah,
and all the things they need to accomplish in order to reach true levels of success and fulfillment and happiness and, you know, true wealth and love, essentially.
Definitely, because people just, like, the values of life have completely changed. You know, we value incorporations and, you know, all these big
fame and fortune.
Yeah, fame and fortune. Yeah,
over family and fulfillment and just
exactly
just happiness in general.
Yeah, just everything that we, you know, we're sacrificing everything that we love for the things that we are told to love. You know, and it's a lie, really. And in all honesty, is that, like, you know, we are told what to think, how to think, and what to do. I mean, the only free will that we have is the free will of being able to do what, you know, is given.
We're told where the value and where the consensus lies, essentially. Like, there's something new on the TV every other week. Like, it's a, you know, it's a miracle if something is held on to for any extended period of time on social media, because the pipe is just so overflown with just static and menial nonsense. And
unless it's something about Epstein. That's the only thing that's stuck so far. Epstein didn't kill himself.
I feel like there was one before this that stuck too.
There's a lot of them, I feel, and people just kind of, it dies off, you know? Like, it's a fad. People are followers of the next person, you know? If a big famous person...
popular.
Yeah. If a big famous person or a political figure says something, then people are going to look at that, and they're going to recognize that and then do whatever those people say. We can say this even with Trump. Trump said that the trade tariffs with China were basically, you're not going to go through. And we're just like, no, we're not going to do this. And, you know, China didn't even know. And then that caused a huge drop in our market. You know, a huge drop in our market. And that's just from, you know, a drop of a word. You know, like, just people looking at that, you know, just the president, like, people need to watch what they say. And because it could be something very large and, you know, could have a lot of ground. Because you never know what something's going to, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, I've seen so many things on, like, people being time travelers now and, like...
what kind of events are going to take place.
Yeah, or what events are going to happen. It's just like, whoa, dude, like, we really need to, like, bring it back and, you know, really try to figure out, like, what's going on within us.
get down to base, the base psychology and the base philosophy of it, if you ask me, really.
Yeah, like the morals, you know, and the understanding of, like, you know, what it is to be a human rather than not understanding and just doing what we're told.
You know? Yeah, just giving so much into the overall consensus and the way things have developed over time and the way that things have become. You know, just sacrifice your life to society.
Yeah. And you're just sacrificing everything to an entity that could really care less about you and would replace you in a heartbeat. I mean, if not quicker, you know, like, it just, like, bam, like, you're just a number in a system, you're a person in a world, and people, you know, are born and die every day. So, I mean, why are we spending our lives just, you know, beckoning for something better when we could give ourselves better, you know, like, by, you know, what you're doing, like, sacrificing certain things and, you know, trying to do something for yourself rather than hindering your health, whether it be mental or physical or anything, and, like, being able to actually do something, you know, to benefit others around you.
Yeah, to benefit the world at large, right?
Mm-hmm. Because that's the whole idea.
Make a better outcome.
Absolutely. So, like, the biggest outcome that we could do is in ourselves. But if we could change the people around us, that's really going to make a big number. Because, you know, we're doing good things for people who want to do good, but, like, are shown a really bad outlook, you know? Just, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, people are given a super, like, bad impression of life, like, this this scarce, you know, dangerous place that you always have to be on your guard and in defense in order to survive and to, like, make it by, when really it's just they're setting themselves up for failure, essentially, like, failing to prepare is preparing to fail, and, like, a lot of it comes down to mindset, because,
yeah,
you just have to be able to apply yourself right, and, really make the connections in order to survive.
A lot of people don't make the connections, they just let the puzzle be had for them, because it's like, okay, well, here's life. You know, this is the things that we do, and this is the things you have to do. And in order to survive, this is the way it is. And, you know, it's not like they tell you, you know, they tell you to brush your teeth. They don't tell you how to brush your teeth, really. You know, something like that. You know, they tell you what to eat, but they don't tell you how to eat. It's like, you know, there's always something left out where it's just like, okay, it's all for yourself. You know, it's poor education.
Yeah, there's a poor, whole lot of, you know, partiality in general.
There's no leadership in today's world. That's the biggest thing. Is that, like, nobody's willing to actually be a leader.
Yeah, true leadership.
True leadership. Honesty, integrity, and just, you know, brutal respect for people and, you know, the world and, you know, feelings and other things. It's just, nobody's like that. Nobody's just pure and honest. It's hard to find people like that.
People get so caught up in trying to get the results that they forget the process.
True.
And one of the biggest sayings in entrepreneurship is trust the process. Like, you just have to trust the process. You have to follow and emulate success.
I feel like it's not even just trusting the process, but love the process. You don't love the process, then you're in the wrong bracket. You know, you're in the wrong thing. Like, you need to get into somewhere where you can love what you're doing and be able to, like, you know, fulfill yourself and fulfill the, you know, the whole. Because, like, right now, we're just hindering ourselves because we're forced into shit work. We don't want to do things that, you know, we're told. Like, would it be better if you just had a job that you, like, loved and you made enough money and you were able to come home to, you know, I mean, even just a dog. It doesn't have to be spouse or kids or anything. Just a dog or something, or a cat. And you just had, like, the minimums.
Well, if you're just able to fend for yourself in general these days.
Hey, Luke.
All.
Luke.
What?
Next time we clean out the bomb, let's do it with just water, because I think the isopropyl is triggering my asthma.
It could be.
Because I've had 3 asthma attacks the last 2 years, and they were all today.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Anywho.
I forgot what I was saying.
I'm sorry. God damn it. And that's why we need to be in places where it's confined. But hey, I mean, 15 minutes in, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
That's 15 minutes good. Of content right there. Anywho, things that might be important. Stay tuned, people.